Shmuel Beis, Perik Beis, Pasuk Dalet, Vayavo Anshe Yehuda, Vayimshechu Sham Es David, Lamelech Al Beis Yehuda. So David and his men have come back to Hebron after all the months and perhaps years of running away from Shaul HaMelech. And the men of Yehuda came and they anointed David there to be king over all of the house of Yehuda. His humility meant that he didn't immediately go and covet the throne and seek out the throne. So the men of Yehuda did it for him. And what they were hoping was, the Mefarshim tell us, that Klal Yisrael would follow suit, and they would then anoint him as king over themselves as well. It's not an election, it's not a democratic contest or anything, and it's known by now that David had been anointed and was the chosen one of God, but somebody has to take the lead, and Yehuda is always very good at that. And so, Vayagidu David Lamar Anshei Yavesh Gilad Asher Kavru Es Shaul. And so they told David, saying it was the men of Yavesh Gilad who buried Shaul. So David, it was arranged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would only be king over Yehuda uncontested for the first 6 years or so. It would only be later that he would be king over all of Klal Yisrael. And it's a sign, the Ma'am Lois brings down, it's a sign that the rule over Yehuda would always be in the hands of the family of David. Some say that the men of Yehuda were unaware that Shmuel HaNavi had already anointed David. And the Mechilta even brings down in Divrei HaYamim that before David was chosen, all of Yisrael was entitled to the throne. But once he was chosen, no one outside Malchus Beis David, as we call it, could ever proclaim rightful sovereignty over Klal Yisrael ever again. So this was a very important moment. This was the accepting not just of David as the king, but of the lineage of David, as the dynasties of David, to be the permanent kings over Klal Yisrael that we were always meant to have. So, U'melochim mechalotecha yetzeyu, the Malbim brings down, kings from your loins will come out, from among you, that his tzidkus sets him apart from other kings. He is not beholden to popular opinion. He is not one who is going to rule cruelly, killing out people who are dependent upon him. He is going to be the natural-born ruler of Klal Yisrael for the rest of time, essentially. So now, hey, Vayishlach David Malochim Lanshei Yavesh Gilad. So the first bit of news that they told him now that he's back is that the men of Yavesh Gilad did a wonderful thing by taking down the bodies of Shaul and his sons and preventing them from being molested further by the Plishtim. So David sent messengers to the men of Yavesh Gilad, Vayomer Aleihem Baruchim Atem LaHashem, and he told them, "Blessed are you to God, Asher Asisem Achesed Azeh Madonechem Im Shaul, because you have done this kindness with your master, with Shaul, Batik Baru Oso, that you buried him." This is tremendous praise for David, and this is partly what the Malbim was also getting at. When a new king comes in, one of the first things he does is he tries to wipe out all the signs of the previous one, kills the supporters of the previous king, demotes them, makes sure that there's no claim to the monarchy. Even Jewish kings did this. The terrible King Herod, much later, the Common Era, right before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, married into the Chashmonai family. I'm preparing a schmooze about this for tomorrow night, so it's in my head. He married a girl from the Chashmonaim and promptly had some children with her, and he murdered his own children because he didn't want them to have a better claim over the throne than he did. And I believe it's the Gemara that tells us, anybody who says that Herod comes from good, decent lineage, Chashmonai stock, should know that he was an Eved. Because he massacred not only his own children, but one of his grandchildren he killed, fearful of what it would mean for his own claim to the throne. Paranoid, scary man. But David does the opposite. He praises the men of Yavesh Gilead for honoring Shaul and his sons and giving them a proper burial and doing a great mitzvah, as opposed to showing disrespect for the previous king that he was replacing. Pasuk Vav, V'yata Ya'as Hashem Yimochem Chesed Ve'emes. And now may Hashem do kindness and truth to you. V'gam Anochi Ese Itchem HaTova HaZos. And I also will do good with you, this good with you, Asher Asisem HaDavar HaZeh. Because you have done this thing of showing kindness and showing respect for Shaul. On the other hand, some of the Chazal say that there's an implied rebuke here. Why didn't the men of Yavesh Gilead accept David as their king? They had willingly endangered their lives for Shaul and for his memory and for his sons, because Shaul had saved them from Nachash and the Ammonim. So that's why they found it difficult to accept David and transfer their allegiance. And yet, nevertheless, he says, Bruchim Atem LaHashem. And he's trying to reassure them that they have no need to fear Plishti retribution. You put your lives on the line for Shaul and save after he saved you, I will put my life on the line to save you in the future.